Okay, welcome back, Sombrero Nation. We're going to do another podcast here. But this week on Wednesday, the Cardinals took on the Thunder. The Thunder's the reigning champs in our city, Connie Mackley. And they bring back a lot of the guys they had last year, a lot of the real studs. Both the McCaslin brothers, Nick Clayton, who signed to play at Odessa? Midland, right?
I have no idea.
Out of high school, I don't know. He's going to Alcorn State next year.
Oh, wow.
They got Aaron Coates. He signed at Lamar out of high school. They're a real good team. They won the league last year, won a game in the World Series. They are a pretty good team. excuse Griff there.
Welcome back, Nation.
We ended up winning the game 8-7, but it was less than pretty for the most part. Yeah. We put up five.
A comeback.
Yeah, we put up five in the first, one in the second, and then went scoreless for 4 2/3. They were up 7-6 in the top of the seventh. We had our 8-hole hitter hit and ran with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Oh, in the top of the seventh. We needed the run. He hits a double, and we score the guy. And then he scores on a pass ball.
Well, he gets the third on a throwing error.
Right, got the third on throwing error, and then scored on a pass ball, falling pitch. So we ended up taking the lead right there, and might have been the most heroic piece of hitting that I've ever seen that kid have.
It was a big time at bat.
It really was, and he had played great defense all night. Had another hit too. He really had an outstanding game. Our fourth string catcher caught the entire game.
Big time performance coming in after. You lose your first string catcher to North South. Second string catcher has acute appendicitis and gets an appendectomy. Third string catcher.
Also North South.
Also North South. Fourth string catcher hasn't caught in half a decade.
Fourth string catcher got snubbed, too. He should have absolutely been at the North South game. He absolutely got snubbed. But
one of the best bats in the state.
Easily.
And from the left side.
But we needed him that night, so we're glad he wasn't North South All Star for that night. Anyway, great win for our club.
Show a lot of fortitude.
Yeah.
We got some guys on the bench that got to show off.
Comeback win.
What they can do.
Right. Important comeback win at a time when we really hadn't played any close games yet. Surely we'll play some close games the coming weekend when we go to the Anuncio Classic in Pueblo. And then in the following week, we go to the World Wood Bats.
World Wood Bat Championship. At the East Cobb Complex.
Yeah, then we come back and we got about a week before the city tournament. And the city tournament. For us, pretty much means everything.
Most important week of your life, right? Isn't that what we used to call it?
Yeah, when me and Griff were playing and these sorts of things, I didn't sleep, really. I'd wake up and think about baseball in a truly compulsive fashion. Just terrified the entire week. it was just not a comfortable
time. It's a stressful time.
It really
is. No doubt about it.
As far as the game goes, I had a couple questions for Griff. Griff's the head coach of the team. He coaches third base during our at-bats. I'd say he's done a real good job so far. I had a couple questions regarding some of his strategy. Some of them were just blatantly missed signs by our team.
That's
so
true.
And it's hard to really blame anyone but them for that. But a couple things. I feel like... The biggest question for me was the first out of our game that was made by either team. It was us after we put up five already in the first inning, and the pitcher was at no more than 20-30% strikes. He walked three guys already, gave up a bases loaded double to Damian Lovato. He was probably, in my opinion, 20-30 pitches from leaving the game, and we squeezed for the first out. Now we botched it. The guy ended up throwing at the hitter's head, and we botched it, which is exactly what he's supposed to do. But I thought that the timing of that squeeze was a little questionable considering it was the first out of the game. So I was wondering, Griff, how come we decided to do that?
Well, my thought was we got a guy who's struggling, and we'll probably get a good pitch in the zone to lay it down. And so I took a little way of thinking, that it's a good time to get some practice in. We put up a lot of runs. Guys are throwing very well at all. Let's see if we can do this right. I just needed to see if we could do it in a big-time game,
mm-hmm.
no matter when it was. And I figured if there's a time to screw up and learn,
okay,
it's early.
So
I mean, in hindsight, I had the same opinion. I would not have done that. Thinking about it now, there's more to be gained.
But if it's purely to gain some confidence to do that sort of thing later on down the road, mm-hmm. I think that that's a useful time to do it because we have, in the event that we do, 20 outs to make up for it. I think that if we are trying to do it in a fashion that might teach us a lesson or teach us things that we need to do differently in the future, I think that doing it at a time when we have 20 outs left to make up for any sort of botch, and we did. We had, in fact, just enough outs to make up for it. But if we are just trying to learn things, doing something like that early in the game makes quite a bit more sense to me. Another question that I've noticed throughout the season so far is that we tend to be hitting and running pretty often. What I understand now after talking to Griff a little bit is a lot of those are just straight steals that guys are swinging through. We talked a little yesterday about hit and run philosophy and what we're trying to accomplish in a hit and run. And I've heard a few different things. I've heard, you know, hit and run, get the ball on the ground, get it up the middle, middle right. And then I've also heard swing it absolutely everything and try and hit as absolutely hard as you can. That was my personal favorite.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Is I just like we have great team speed. I like to try and score guys from first base with some of the guys we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put them in motion. And while we talked yesterday, and you said coming up through your coaching that they told you just if he's going, don't swing. Watch. And I like guys to just bang it. I know that you said some guys have a problem seeing something in their peripheral.
Right-handed hitters.
Taking off.
Right-handed
hitters.
Being a left-handed
hitter,
first.
I don't know about that. But I have the idea that you're only going to see one mistake per at bat. So when you get that one mistake, go bang it. If we can have a guy who's fast enough to steal second, happen to be running at the same time, then really big things can happen for us. I just don't like having to settle for getting to second base before I can score a guy. I like to try and score from first.
Yeah. So as far as Griff mentioned some of the guys that I learned hitting from and just general hitting philosophy and team structure. To the offensive side of the game. Early in counts, if we had a guy take off from first, we were instructed, if we were right-handed guys, just to take that pitch because you can see the ball. If you're a right-handed hitter, you'll see out of the right eye, you'll see the guy take off from first base. And that causes a new variable that didn't exist prior to the pitch, and it's a distractor. So instead of just being able to focus on the ball, as soon as you can even notice the guy in motion, it is nothing more than a distractor. So it's almost an automatic take. It has to be a truly terrible, terrible pitch to really hit it. So that's why we're instructed not to take it. But the real thing here is how do you build your lineup to eliminate that? And most people will say, you know, you throw a lefty at the two hole, or you throw a lefty behind your fastest guy, the guy who's most likely to take off first pitch.
You got our fastest guys. Our left hand side.
Our fastest guy is our leadoff hitter, so he will probably stay there. But we do have good left handed bats. We have at least two other real good left handed bats, possibly three. So we're not in danger there. So we might look into the future of trying to put one of those left handed guys behind Steven Pulido.
And I think some of our guys are starting to get used to it because, as you alluded to earlier, Brad Pate. With the guy in motion, takes a great hack on a pitch that's made a mistake and drives down the line.
Won the game for us.
And that tied the game, scoring from first. On a play where the runner got deked at up the middle and the mm-hmm. double play ball slid and still made it.
Yeah. No, it was well hit. And then Dominic Moreno, who we brought in after Jesus Carlos. We brought in Dominic Moreno. He'll be the guy. He'll be the number one at Pieter Vista, the reigning champs, next year. And he was their number two and a half. I like to think he was their two and a half this year.
Yeah.
We probably call him their three.
When he had his A game,
he's as good as anybody.
But, I mean, you have Jake McCaslin and Tim Bailey on the bump in front of him over there at Pedro Vista.
You think Dominic's got a chance to be a D1 signee out of high school?
He could be.
He's definitely got really good stuff. He's a smart kid, so he can get a top-end schools, too.
And he's a real competitor.
Yeah.
And that'll take you a long way on the bump, especially in a relief role, which is what I think he would be.
He's a very good athlete, too. The reason we think he'd probably better fit for a relief role after high school is that he tends to throw from real low three-quarter slot. It's, I mean, for instance, the only left-handed kid in the Thunder lineup took him deep and lined out real hard to the right fielder. The guy just, he's going to have a much harder time getting the left side of the plate
absolutely.
Out just because of his slot. But that slot also makes it almost impossible for right-handed guys to handle anything that he throws.
It's a heavy ball.
Yeah, so we think Dominic is... I personally think Dominic is a real high ceiling. I think he's probably going to bring back the championship for the Blue next year too.
Oh, definitely. He has a. I mean, it's going to be him versus Taylor Usselman.
Yeah, Dominic's got considerably more experience. So I don't know.
Electric stuff.
It should be a fun matchup again between Farmy High and PV next year. Anyway, another thing to take away from the game, we thought I caught a bullpen for. One of our players, and he's one of our best hitters. We personally think that he has a chance to be the best hitter in the state every second he steps on the field. I was away at school for most.